More than a century ago, the African-American educator and activist W.E.B. Du Bois wrote that the problem of the 20th century was the problem of what he called the color line. In the 21st century, race is still perhaps the most intractable problem in America. How we talk about race, if we talk about it, and with whom, continues to be difficult. Day-to-Day's Karen Grigsby Bates found a documentary series that does nothing but talk about race.
PBS's new series, Matters of Race, attempts via two 2-hour-long documentaries to explore why Americans are still so stuck on the matter of race, perception of race, and race relations. The first hour of Matters of Race looks at how the infusion of Latino labor from towns in Mexico and Central America is changing lives in small towns in the Midwest and South. The second hour examines a similar demographic change, but here the venue is urban. King Drew Medical Center in Los Angeles is a vivid example of how rapid population change can affect not only people, but institutions. In the film, Amy Gutierrez, the head of pharmaceutical services at King Drew, explains the genesis of the struggle over who runs the hospital.
In 1991-92, there was a lot of racial tension within the facility. Due to the fact that the demographics of the community, the hospital were changing. It went from a primarily African-American community to becoming more and more of a Latino hospital.
The resulting discussion of power and perhaps what happens when one minority possesses it, maybe at the expense of another, is frank and pointed. By the end of the hour, we see that the hospital has decided that it is morally obligated to serving the new Latino population, even as it seeks to retain the black clientele for which the institution was built. Episode 3, We're Still Here, examines the status of indigenous peoples in the United States. Viewers will meet the Boudreaux family, three close-knit generations of Lakota Sioux in Pine Ridge, South Dakota. The Boudreaux ponder the juxtaposition of their Native and American selves. Here's young Nate Boudreaux.
I'm a Lakota first before I'm an American. That's something I've always known ever since I've been little, you know. I just mean that, you know. Before there was America, there were Lakota people.
Nate's sisters, Minnie and Mary, see their generation as the vanguard of a new amalgam. Native Americans who have other options, but who stay on the res because they want to. Mary Boudreaux.
We have to stay here and fight for who we are and what we're about and make sure that it stays here. So that when my son gets older and he has children, that they have somewhere to call home, even if it is the reservation.
And a Hawaiian professor points out that on the islands, race is an American concept that takes a back seat to something else.
Hawaiians don't talk about race, they talk about indigenous, non-indigenous, native, not native. To them, race is like an American hang-up, which is true, but because we're part of the United States, we have got to deal with this problem.
Matters of Race also looks at racial classification and how it's being changed in the U.S. and how those changes are being challenged. What does a mix of different races and ethnicities mean to the future of the United States? Crossing borders, real, psychological, and cultural, is a consistent series theme. Stitched throughout are essays on race and ethnicity by writers like Ruben Martinez, John Edgar Wideman, and Eric Liu. Executive producer Orlando Bagwell says he quite purposely did not show people of color as victims. The stories in Matters of Race, he says, are about people of all colors. All of those, he says, who live and work and survive in this country as Americans. Many of these people will be the face of the 21st century, where there will certainly continue to be color, but perhaps not a color line. For Day to Day, I'm Karen Grigsby Bates.
Matters of Race airs on PBS Tuesday and Wednesday evening.